Yesterday, myself and Christine went to the unveiling of a plaque commemorating the Aust aircraft, which was built for many years on a site which is now Risby Business Park. The unveiling ceremony was carried out yesterday afternoon by Ivor Vaughan, CBE, owner of the business park, and visitors were welcomed by Gordon Hallam, and it was a lovely day. So let's hear now.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Fellow Taylorcraft Auster enthusiasts, on this glorious spring day, welcome to Risby for this memorable occasion. Ivor Vaughan, on my right here, CBE, owner of the Risby Business Park, will now say a few words before we walk over to the plaque for the unveiling ceremony.
Thank you, Gordon. Good afternoon, and a very warm welcome to all of you to Risby, the home of the Auster. I should point out this event is being recorded, radio for Melton Mowbray and the Vale of Beaver on 103 FM The Eye. It'll be broadcast tomorrow morning, and an edited version will be archived on the Auster Heritage website, so you'll be able to catch up and other people who are not here. I want to point out that in the Leicester Mercury today, coincident with this event, there's a two-page special supplement on Lance Wykes, the founder of Taylorcraft Aeroplanes Brackets England Limited, which later, of course, became the Auster Aircraft Company. And I'm very pleased to say that his son, Bob Wykes, who also worked here, and I think famously or infamously on the 11, the AOP 11, but also on other aircraft, he's come and he's with us today. So I'd like to welcome other notable Auster employees. I know there's quite a few of you here, members of the International Auster Pilots Club, members of the Auster Heritage Group, and indeed everyone who's made the effort to come here. Also, Leicester Museum Service is also represented here. And of course, I remind you, there is an Auster on display at the Sibson Discovery Park. So why are we here? Why are we all gathered here? Well, we're gathered here not to forget. And I and my colleague, I'm not the sole owner. Where's Jim? Jim Robinson. We thought it important to permanently commemorate what went on here. So we soon forget. You know, future generations just don't know. And to echo our American cousin, Mr. Rumsfeld, this is definitely a case of unknown unknowns, unless we take the effort to make the unknowns known. So afterwards, when I finish speaking, we'll go and we'll unveil the plaque, which is outside the gate. And there's over 200 people work here at the moment, and I'm sure 99% of them have no idea what occurred between 1938 and 1969, when the aircraft business ceased production here. So the plaque is a permanent reminder of one of Leicestershire's best, the Auster aircraft. And I am a firm believer that the best memory of the Auster aircraft, which we're going to see later, are those still in the air. This plaque is mainly to commemorate what went on here and the people, the skills, the innovations and the hard work of people who created that aircraft that you're going to see flying. And you're going to hear the sound of Gypsy Majors. Marvellous, marvellous. Incidentally, they're going to fly down there and do a right-hand loop and then fly over the factory. That's as much as the campaign against aviation will allow them to do. Now, the plaque, as you'll see when we unveil it, cleverly provides a link to the modern-day world, the Auster Heritage website, so somebody who's interested enough to stop and look at it can find out a lot more. Now, as custodians, as the owners, we've got strong connections. Me the least, because I didn't arrive until 1978. but certainly my two co-owners, Jim Robinson, who's with me here, and Don Walker, were both Oster employees. And sadly, Don, who supported us creating this plaque, sadly passed away just over a year ago. We decided to initiate and fund this so that what went on here was not forgotten. Originally, I wrote to the International Oster Pilots Club and suggested that they create a plaque or some memento, permanent memorial, to what went on here. Months went by, years went by. If you got time to spare, go by air with an Oster pilot. And then suddenly an apprentice appeared, Flash Gordon. Indeed, Gordon was one of Oster's, or probably Taylorcraft then, first apprentices. And he appeared before me and said, I'm part of the Oster Heritage Group, we've got the website, we've recorded all the memories, there's one job left to do, and I'm going to finish it. And so it came to pass. And Gordon smote all obstacles in his path. And, bless him, he's an octogenarian, and he's internet savvy and good with email. And I think we should applaud Gordon for all his efforts. I don't know, but I suspect he's had little help, and he's done most of it on his own. What we did, we've moved the fence line of the property back so that the plaques are out of the fence line, so people can look at them, you know, without having to enter the site. And we've tried as best we can to make them vandal-proof, so that hopefully in 100 years' time, they're still here when we've all gone. Now, when you get there, you're going to see a sad bare plaque to the right of it with nothing on it, and you might wonder what that's for. Well, we're also, later this year, going to commemorate Rearsby Automotive, which was the phoenix that appeared out of the engineering excellence of the Oster Aircraft Company. So I know there's many ex-Oster who became Rearsby employees here as well, and there's some Rearsby Automotive employees as well. Although I turned up late, as it were, to Oster, I must mention I'm a pilot. I bought the enemy of Oster. That probably caused some damage, certainly to the military sales, the old bell there. But I've actually flown an AOP-9. I've soloed in it, and I've actually flown it into Rearsby and out of Rearsby. So I have a connection with Oster as well as the site. Now, I'd like to thank you all for attending, for being present for this unveiling, especially Bob. Is there any more of the family here, or are you the lone member? The lone member, Bob. And, of course, his father, Lance Weiss, who's the subject of the Leicester Mercury double-page spread, was the inspiration and the founder of Taylorcraft and then Oster Aircraft Company. And he was, of course, as I'm sure most of you know, tragically killed in an Oster, demonstrating it in order to raise war funds in Abbey Park. So I'd like to thank you all very sincerely. I'm very pleased with the turnout. God's on our side. He brought the weather, especially compared to what we've had recently. And we'll wander around. The flypast is due 3:20. I think there is a man on the radio who may be hurrying them along. If they happen to come along while we're doing this, I doubt it. We'll just break off and enjoy the thunder of the Gypsy Major. So let's all go round to the plaque down.
On behalf of the International Oster Club, the Heritage Group, all past employees and Oster enthusiasts, I thank Ivor Vaughan for generously funding the creation of this commemorative plaque. But not only that, a few weeks ago, I was browsing through some old copies of the International Ulster Club News, and in the August 2005 edition, there was a letter from Ivor Vaughan suggesting that a permanent memorial be created on this site. So not only has Ivor Vaughan funded the erection of the plaque, he suggested it. A double whammy. Ivor, over to you for the unveiling of the plaque.
Right, thank you very much indeed. Very, very kind words. You're being kept safe by members of the Air Training Corps behind you. And I would like to thank them on our behalf for giving up some of their time. They parked your cars. Thank you very much indeed. So it gives me great pleasure. Should have had champagne, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Flash Gordon has said this is his best bedsheet. And we are not to rip it when we remove it. So it gives me great pleasure to unveil this memorial plaque, commemorative plaque, to the Oster Aircraft Company. So gather round and take your photograph.
I ducked.
What a lovely sound that was.
But
as well.
I ducked.
Yeah, what a lovely sound that was. Those two Oster aircraft side by side, right over the industrial estate there. Absolutely beautiful sight to see.